Great to have you with us today on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. Residents of the northern San Gabriel Valley in northeast Los Angeles are closely watching the planning process for clearing sediment behind Pasadena's Devil's Gate Dam. The 2009 station fire in the Angeles National Forest created so much runoff in successive winters that the dam is compromised in its ability to protect downstream communities. Neighboring residents wonder if the proposed fix is worse than the problem itself. Joining us is Tim Brick, the managing director of the Arroyo Seco Foundation. Great to have you with us.
Very pleased to be here.
So, from your perspective, do you think that there is a serious threat, given how much sediment is piled up, that if something isn't done, there could be serious downstream flooding?
Well, the sediment's been building up for 93 years since the dam was built, and it's clear that it's reaching the capacity. We believe there's still about 17% to 20% capacity still left in the dam. So we're for a reasonable sediment removal and maintenance program as we move into the future. But the big dig that the county has described in their draft environmental impact report will have very serious implications for all of the neighborhoods around there. It'll permanently destroy somewhere between 50 to 100 acres of rich riparian habitat. This is Haja Mugna, the area right by Jet Propulsion Laboratory, right at the foot of the San Gabriel Mountains. It's the most magical and important place in a biological sense in our region, because it's really where the mountain meets the city, right there by JPL.
And it just give us a quick sense, Tim, of some of the wildlife. I know for birders, it's a tremendous location.
More than 260 species of birds have been documented there just recently. And there are some endangered birds, such as the lease. Bell's vireo has been found there, we believe, nesting in that area, as well as other birds that are on lists of caution. So the bird life is really very great there. It's also very important in terms of water resources, and it's a connecting link between the San Gabriel Mountains and then the Verdugos, and actually going all the way down to Los Angeles through the Arroyo Seco and the Santa Monica Mountains. So that's really what the Arroyo Seco is. It's the big connecting link between the San Gabriel Mountains and the Santa Monica Mountains. So destroying that critical habitat right there at the nexus between the mountains and the city would be very devastating. And we hope a more responsible program can be developed.
By the way, there are a couple of upcoming meetings to look at the environmental impact report, the draft of that. The next one is tomorrow night, Jackson Elementary School in Altadena at 6:30. Then Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock in La Cunada at the Community Center in La Cunada, Flint. Ridge. That'll be another opportunity. The public comment period has been extended into the first week of next year. Also with us is Mark Pastrella, who is Assistant Director of the L.A. County Department of Public Works. Mr. Pastrella, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
So do you agree with Tim Brick that there's still 17% or so capacity left in the area behind the Devil's Gate Dam?
Well, capacity is an interesting term. What Tim is describing is that the area that's still left to contain water in a storm event, but what we also have to consider is the amount of debris that's waiting to come down from the hillside in this area due to the station fire in 2009. So the term capacity is not really accurate. What we're interested in is the operation of the facility as not only a flood control facility, but a water conservation facility for water supply. And so in terms of capacity, there's a large amount of capacity for or zero capacity for more debris to enter into the facility if we're going to continue to operate it properly. There is a remaining capacity there and is still working for water conservation.
So you're saying that because the hillsides are still so denuded from the fire of 4 years ago, that if there's much rain this year, that 17% capacity is going to fill up fast?
That's correct. We have modeled the watershed and our hydrologic study determined that in a significant rain event that we could reach the capacity for the reservoir to hold debris, and more importantly, to affect the way we actually operate the valves that release water from the dam.
So if you couldn't make those gates work, if the valves and gates ended up covered with debris, what happens?
Then what happens is the reservoir or the structure would be fine. It's designed so the structure would not fail, but the flows that were coming to the reservoir would go over the top of the dam through a spillway system that's on the top of the dam, and we would be releasing not only clear flow, but debris flow. The water would dirt and rock, trees, skags over the top of the dam and down into the Royal Seco Channel, which is not designed for debris flow.
So that would go right alongside the Rose Bowl, Brookside Park, continue down into northeast Los Angeles. So is there potential for it overflowing the concrete banks at that point?
Our models, Larry, show, and thank you for doing your homework, our models show that, in fact, a 110 freeway would be threatened due to overtopping of the channel. And, in fact, one of my large concerns is that at the confluence between the L.A. River and the Arroyo Seco, we could have issues for downtown Los Angeles.
So it sounds like you're saying there is the potential, if this was an unusually heavy rain year, there's the potential even this coming rainy season you could have a problem.
That's correct, Larry.
Okay. Tim Bricht, would you disagree with that?
Well, I'm sorry to hear such scare tactics being used, because the reality is that this dam was built by the county. It's been filling up with sediment for almost 100 years. The county has done very little to manage the sediment and to remove sediment from the basin. So if there are the catastrophic kind of consequences coming from it, who bears the responsibility for doing that? The sad fact is the county has deferred maintenance on this program for a long time. And to claim that there's going to be catastrophic effects to the Pasadena Freeway in downtown Los Angeles is really irresponsible. And that's why the county supervisors ordered that an environmental impact report be done. But the county still hasn't really established exactly what the flood threat is. To say that in the next year, first of all, after the station fire, there was a large slug of sediment that came in the basin the first year, 900,000 cubic yards. The next year, 300,000 cubic yards more. Very little since then.
But there
and that's
hasn't
just
been,
the reality
there
had, of it.
But last year, Tim, there wasn't so much rain, right? So I mean,
that's right.
So the scenario I was providing was heavy rainfall, not just a typical year. And you're saying they haven't done anything about but since 2009, hasn't the game changed?
There's a combination of heavy rainfall and fire. Obviously, the upper watershed was largely burnt off from the fire. That's not going to happen again. You're not going to have that same combination again. Most of the silt that's come into the basin from the station fire has already come into the basin. There'll be a little bit more coming in. So that was about 13% of the capacity of the basin, and there's still 17% left. But let me make clear, we're not against a maintenance program and a removal program. We think one needs to be done. And as a matter of fact, we've been working with the city of Pasadena and others to try to get an ongoing sediment management program for Devil's Gate Dam for many decades. The county just simply hasn't done it. The reality is there needs to be a slow process of taking sediment out of the dam and putting it into the stream where it really belongs. And the county really needs to rethink how they manage sediment in Los Angeles County.
We're talking with Tim Bricht, Managing Director of the Arroyo Seco Foundation. Also with us, Mark Prestrella, who's Assistant Director of LA County Department of Public Works. The draft environmental impact report has been prepared and is up for public comment now on what would be a massive project several years long to remove an enormous amount of sediment from the area behind Devil's Gate Dam in northwest Pasadena. And that process would mean you've got double dirt trucks, hundreds of loads potentially a day that could be making their way from that area near the Jet Propulsion Laboratory onto the 210 freeway and going out to pits in Irwindale and Azusa. We're at 866-893-KPCC, or you can comment about this proposal on the Air Talk page at kpcc.org. Also with us is Adele Viscara, who's planning and land use deputy for Supervisor Michael Antonovich's office. Supervisor's district includes Devil's Gate Dam. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Hi. So you're trying to, deal with both sides of this issue here and come up with some kind of a solution. You think there's a compromise possible?
Absolutely. I think so. The supervisor actually introduced the motion back in 2011 after the department proposed to go and do a major cleanout. We heard from a lot of our constituents who had concerns not only regarding truck trips, but with the noise and the dust and all the other things that accompany a cleanout like this. So the supervisor actually asked for an environmental impact report so that we could take a step back and analyze everything. We've gotten a lot of community involvement. It's actually been very, very active. There's been a very active working group. Tim has actually been involved in a lot of those meetings as well.
So is there a way to avoid all these truckloads and, the accompanying pollution and traffic that would come from that?
Well, as part of the EIR, it examines all of those. So when the draft EIR came out, it had four alternatives, ranging from a large-scale clean-out down to the clean-out towards the southerly and northerly end that would have a little less truck trips. I don't think you're going to be able to completely eliminate the need to have some trucks coming in and out of that area. What we were trying to find was the best way to mitigate the impacts to the neighbors and to the high school that's directly next door.
Okay. And there are some residents, and of course, traffic on the 210 freeway is an issue, but it sounds like just having fewer truck trips is the only way to deal with this?
Yeah, I would probably leave that answer up to Mark Pistrella, since there are engineers who deal with the technical details. Our big concern is number one, when that dam was built back in 1920, the intent of the dam was to provide a flood protection to the cities of Pasadena, South Pasadena, and Los Angeles, and we're still trying to preserve that. We want to make sure that, first and foremost, the dam is safe. Second, we understand that there has been some deferred maintenance. So I think the last major clean-out out in that dam was 94, so there has been habitat that's managed to, you know, flourish there, and you do have trees and scrubs. So we're trying to find that balance of being able to find a project that not only provides flood protection, but also tries to preserve some of those resources. And I think we can get there, but there are a lot of interests. There are people who have concerns with the environment.
Well, and let me ask you, Tim, about this 1994 when they did the last clean out. I'm assuming most of the habitat that's there has come up in the 20 years since. Is that right?
Well, a lot of the habitat has. It's really dramatically improved in terms of riparian and riverine habitat. It's very valuable habitat and really needs to be respected.
Well, I guess what I'm wondering is, let's say you even did the most extreme clean out and you took everything, all the willows, all this habitat out of there. You see what's there after 20 years. Couldn't it come back fairly quickly after clean out this time?
No, because the plan that they've designed is going to have a permanent maintenance area that's going to go in every year and knock all of that down. And that's one of the big parts of it. So I think there is a solution here, and I salute Supervisor Antonovich for providing leadership here. The solution is to go slow, to do it a lot slower, to be much more careful, to reduce the number of trucks every year. Instead of making it a 3 or a 5 year program, as the county has outlined, make it a 20-year program. It's taken 100 years for the dam to fill up, so let's slowly take the sediment out of it. Let's use the stream more. Let's use more natural processes. Let's not destroy the habitat that's there. We don't need to destroy all the habitat. We only need to destroy habitat in areas where they're specifically taking sediment out. So if they're taking less sediment out in a particular year, it won't destroy as much habitat. And let's not have a permanent scarred zone of 50 to 100 acres will be denuded.
You said it took 100 years to build up, but hasn't most of this built up since 94, last major cleanout?
Well, I don't have a good figure since 94, but I do know that the station fire contributed about 13% of that. So a lot of it has built up since 94, but a lot of the sediment has been there since 1938 and the big flood of 38. Larry, this isn't just a problem for, you know, this area, for Northeast Los Angeles County and Pasadena and Los Angeles. It's a countywide problem. And Devil's Gate Dam is actually a small part of a very big problem. The county has 14 dams. They have 68 million cubic yards that need to be removed, which is like almost 20 times as much as in Devil's Gate. And they're ready to pay $100 million to move this sediment out of Devil's Gate Dam. That's pretty crazy when you think about it. $100 million just to truck the sediment out of Devil's Gate Dam and take it to a landfill. And they're ready to pay $3 to $5 billion in the next 20 years to truck sediment around Los Angeles Basin, because they're unwilling at this point to rethink how they manage sediment.
Mark Pistrella, you want to respond to that?
Oh, certainly. I really enjoy listening to Tim's vibrant description of our operations. But one of the things I want to remind Tim is that he was involved with us. He's been involved with us for some time in terms of the planning of this project and the larger strategic sediment management plan that our department embarked on 2 years ago. We were taking a larger sustainable approach to maintaining our infrastructure, you know, keeping in mind the environment, the well-being of our community, and the economy at the same time, Larry. You know, we've engaged so many stakeholders over the process of the last 3 years, and it's been really good to get people engaged, to understand the infrastructure that's serving them, and to also educate them on the benefit of these facilities. They really, really are important to not only the flood protection, but the water supply of L.A. County. And as you know, with climate change and also with what's happening at the Bay Delta and the State Water Project, you know, there's going to be a heavier and heavier reliance over time on local water supply as a component of our water portfolio.
What about his general critique that you should spread this out over 20 years so the impact is far less on a year-by-year basis to the habitat there?
Yeah, what Tim is describing is a management plan that we do intend to engage upon the completion of the larger capital and project. So we, if you look at the alternatives that are in the IR, all of them do create, as Tim said, a sort of a footprint of where the reservoir would lie, the area that would be flooded, and then a leftover area that will remain habitat from here going forward. And so what we're doing is actually creating, as Tim said, a management plan that will be exercised over years post this project. He's right that we got a huge slug of material in all of our reservoirs over the state due to the station fire and to a number of other shorter local fires. And I expect more of that to occur, Larry, again, with climate change and the change in our the way the weather pattern comes into the Southern California, in particular to L.A., with a less frequent or higher intensity storms, and then also with drought having a higher level of fires in the San Gabriel Mountains and intense fires creating more sediment. So what you see the department doing and the Board of Supervisors doing is looking again at this the situation with respect to our infrastructure, making a huge investment. You know, Tim is absolutely right. It's a very large number, but we do have the money. We're in very good shape to do that. We think it's important to make these kinds of investment in the community and doing them in a way, again, that includes outreach and a sustainable look at how we maintain facilities. And so I think it's interesting what you're hearing from Tim. And we're pretty much on the same page. We've known each other for a long time. He's been engaged with our department for a long time. We don't really want to use high shock value language. I don't want to use that in talking to you, but I do think it's very important that the community understand what these facilities do and how they operate, and we do that by education and shows like this, getting people aware of what's happening. So we really want to encourage as many of the stakeholders that are interested in this to come out to the outreach meetings and to the EIR meetings that are occurring. Our comment period is going to end in January. We extended it past the holiday season purposely, and we extended it beyond what's required under law for CEQA, purposely seeking to get input from the community. So I want folks like Tim and others to be highly engaged.
All right.
We're looking forward to getting more input about our project.
All right. I appreciate it very much, and we'll undoubtedly have you back. We'll continue this conversation after all the input's taken on the public comment process. Tim Brick, thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
I appreciate it. He's with the Arroyo Seco Foundation, Mark Pastrella, L.A. County Department of Public Works, and Adele Vizcarra of Supervisor Mike Antonovich's office. And again, tomorrow night, 6:30 to 8:30, Jackson Elementary Auditorium in Altadena. That'll be the next public comment meeting. And then this Saturday at the La Cañada Flint Ridge Community Center on Chevy Chase Drive, 2 to 4 in the afternoon. We've got the locations on the AirTalk page, kpcc.org. Hedy Lynn Hurdies has the news.